This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. We're turning our attention to the global IPO market because 2021 is looking to be a record year for global IPOs by numbers and value, according to an Ernst & Young report.
In the first half of 2021, EY counted just over 1,000 IPOs, raising $220 billion in proceeds and an increase of 212% compared to last year. The tech sector accounted for more than a quarter of all global issuance, I think like 284 deals raising $90 billion alone. And with the healthcare sector coming around, I think notching about 187 deals, raising something like $33 billion. So really taking advantage of favorable market sentiment and high liquidity, issuances look quite robust actually across all geographies, in particular the US and Europe.
But the question is, has IPO activity reached its peak, with SPAC listings declining between the first and second quarter and countries like China applying more pressure on their local companies? Well, to help us better understand the strength behind the IPO market and if we can expect this momentum to continue, we're speaking this morning with Max Low, EY's ASEAN IPO leader from Singapore. Max, thanks so much for joining us today. So the global market hit its strongest second quarter in over 20 years. What are the factors that have contributed to this stellar performance?
Well, thank you for having me. There are many factors, actually. You've mentioned a couple of them. There's really ample liquidity in the market. The global equity market performance has been great. There's a lot of optimism about economic recovery. Investor sentiment is positive. Post-IPO performance of counters that have gone listing recently have been good. And then continues to be a lot of startups, unicorns, private capital, which is fueling a lot of innovation and growth. And ultimately, of course, these companies will look at an IPO objective in due course. So that's what's driving the IPO landscape from the first quarter, actually, of 2021 right into the second quarter.
Despite the liquidity, Max, we're also seeing companies are rushing to list now because there seems to be this risk on appetite at the moment, and investors with that liquidity, are they simply willing to accept the higher valuations that we're seeing now?
I don't think so. Of course, with optimism, people will be more positive and would want to have an equity play in their portfolio. But there are also risks involved. And, you know, we've seen recently, you know, out of China, there's a regulatory clampdown on quite a number of sectors. And that's actually spooking quite a bit of the market. And that's where the balance is. There's positivity, but if you think and look at the risks, the market adjusts really, really quickly, depending on what transpires.
So five Chinese companies have pulled out from listing on the US. And so based on the recent regulatory changes, like you mentioned, how might this affect the outlook for IPOs for the rest of the year?
I think it will have an impact. The continued US-China tensions, the China regulatory clampdown, I call it. And of course, you know, the rules that are being pushed out in terms of approvals for Chinese overseas listings will have an impact in terms of Chinese companies going for overseas listings. But these Chinese companies also need to tap the capital markets. So it's really a question of whether they move to different exchanges, whether it's Hong Kong and maybe even Southeast Asia might benefit from this.
So do you expect more or fewer cross-border IPOs taking place then following these tighter regulations and geopolitical pressures?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think you can have stretched arguments either way. We've talked about geopolitical tensions and regulatory clampdowns, but at the same time, COVID-19 has really fueled a lot of startups and innovative companies, especially in the technology space. So that part of it is pushing things along, and you know, we remain cautiously optimistic that these companies will continue to hold IPO momentum steady because there's a supply side that is really, really positive.
Max, let's talk about SPACs as well. They were really, really hot last year. They seem to have cooled down a little bit this year. And they were a very sought-after vehicle to issue in quarter one. Sorry, it lost some steam in quarter one, or at least for the first half of this year. What is the trajectory for SPAC IPOs globally and in Southeast and in Asia Pacific region? Because we've seen some big deals recently, whether it's Grab, Property Guru. What is your view on the growth trajectory in the region for SPACs?
Yeah, so SPACs have slowed down a bit in quarter two, and that's to be expected because it was really, really hot from last year going into quarter one. So it's really expected. There have been a bit of regulatory spotlight on SPACs, and the risks have come to the fore that, well, SPACs are not the sure thing. You know, every SPAC that comes along just because you have a star-studded sponsor, that it's a sure win. And of course, unfortunately, the post-de-SPAC performance of some of these counters have not been positive, whereas IPOs have. So I think it's all relative. IPOs have come more and more into the spotlight in quarter two. But looking at the pipeline and where SPACs are, I think, you know, the trajectory of SPACs IPOs globally will still hold steady. And then as you have different exchanges also now putting in frameworks to SPACs, I think that would provide the ballast, if you will, you know, for SPACs in the region.
In Southeast Asia, we are seeing PE firms offloading their investments either through IPOs or trade sales. Where do you see the likely bright spots for future offerings in light of quite challenging economic conditions brought on by the pandemic?
Well, this is where the bifurcation of Wall Street and Main Street is. So even though we have a lot of economic challenges still, albeit recovery, you can see that the equity markets have sort of moved in a different trajectory because that's all based on expectations of economic recovery and optimism. You look at private capital, they've obviously invested in the companies. There are many, many unicorns that are raising a lot of private capital. So where do these companies go after a period of time? You can talk about trade sales, but at the end of the day, IPOs and SPACs must be one of those still key areas or avenues by which private capital unloads its investments into the public space.
So then, Max, what are some of the most hotly anticipated IPOs from here in Southeast Asia for the second half of 2021?
Well, if I could name two, I think the one that is really a bit more imminent is Bukalapak, excuse me. And that's an online marketplace e-commerce platform out of Indonesia. That's, I think it's going to be a $1 billion market cap offering. And of course, the bigger one, though the timing would be later, is GoTo, right? The venture between, or the merger between Gojek. And
all right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Max. That was Max Low, EY's ASEAN IPO leader from Singapore, giving us some insight into the outlook for the IPO market. And of course, highlighting two potentially big IPOs that we have to look forward to in the second half of this year, Bukalapak as well as GoTo. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.